Where are things heading with EGFR inhibitors, particularly in terms of the issue of predicting response?
Well, EGFR inhibitors still, at least in the third line setting or the second line setting where they're currently being used, don't have a high response rate, even in combinations. But nothing does in the later setting. And they don't affect the majority of patients. So we would like to know what causes responses or what predicts responses. Thus far, the best predictor for effect of the drug remains the rash. And we don't have any preclinical predictors. There may be a predictor of non-response in lung, and now there's at least one report that I've heard of in colon where they've looked at predictors of non-response to some extent. KRAS mutations or activating KRAS mutations in the tumors may predict for non-responders. So it's possible that that may predict, and it wouldn't be an unreasonable thing that if you look at the panitumumab or cetuximab single agent data, they affect about 40% of the patients in terms of seeing stable disease or response on the first line setting. And about 60% of patients with colorectal cancer have KRAS mutations. It would be very ideal, but it's probably not reality, if all the responders and stable disease patients were the KRAS positive or activated and the KRAS normal patients were the ones who got benefit. But we don't know that. There's no data to say that yet. But it would be interesting.
Just to finish out, though, on lung, do we know much about cetuximab in lung?
Well, the cetuximab and panitumumab, my understanding is it doesn't work. I've not seen the trial data, so I don't know. But my understanding from my colleagues in lung, they say that the antibodies don't work, but the TKIs do.